Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名见证耶稣救人的福音。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I'm here to testify of the salvation grace of Lord Jesus.
再次的感谢我们亲爱的慕道朋友以及主内的弟兄姐妹百忙当中拨空来参加我们今天晚上的盛会。
Once again, I'd like to extend my most sincere welcome of all brothers and sisters as well as visitors and friends that in the midst of your busy life are able to come here to partake the truth of God.
愿主耶稣将他的丰盛恩典平安赏赐给我们。
May the Lord Jesus provide you with abundant grace, love, and mercy.
有一个故事这么说。
There's a story that says,
在一个好天气里头啊。
On a very sunny day,
一群小朋友在公园在放风筝。
A group of children are gathered in the park and playing with kite.
形形色色的风筝飘扬在空中。在蓝天白云里头格外的美丽。
And there are all different colors of kite flying in the sky looks quite beautiful.
这些风筝有大有小各种不同的颜色有的飞得高有的飞得低。
And these kites come in various sizes and color and some of them are high flying and some of them fly not as high.
在微风当中在摇摆着非常的漂亮。
And the kites all flying with the help with the gentle wind and everyone was enjoying themselves.
这个时候突然之间有一个又大又美丽的风筝咻飞到所有的风筝的上面。
And all of a sudden there was this gigantic but beautiful kite flew on top of all other kites.
所有的风筝对这个又大又漂亮的风筝投以羡慕佩服的眼光。
And all these other kites look at this gigantic but beautiful kite with a sense of admiration.
仿佛在说你们看它多么的大多么的美丽啊。
It seems to offer their praise that how beautiful this kite is.
是啊它飞得好高哦。
Indeed, this one big kite flew high above all other kites.
这个时候大风筝说话了。
And then the big kite began to speak.
大家也不要羡慕我啊。
And he said that do not admire me.
像我这么漂亮这么大的风筝是世上少有啊。
It is rare to have a kite this big and this beautiful.
是人间的杰作。
And perhaps it is a masterpiece of a very special craftsman.
本来我还可以飞得更高啊。
But I actually could fly even higher.
因为我身上这一根线把我绑住了。
But because of this cord that ties me down.
要不是有这根线我可以飞得更高，飞得更远。
If it wasn't for this cord, I can escalate to higher ground.
我可以飞到天边，飞到星际，我要飞到神那边去。
And perhaps I can reach the stars or even reach heaven to be with God.
我要让神知道我们人类多厉害能够制造这么大这么漂亮的风筝。
And I want to let God know that the human hands are able to build such a high flying and beautiful kite.
这方法引来所有的风筝如雷的掌声并且摇动的身子报以非常敬佩的这个眼光。
And all these other smaller kites gave them a sound round of applause and encouraged them to do so.
纷纷的也对着自己身上的那一根线开始不满意了。
And all of a sudden, all the kites began to look at this cord that's straining them from flying higher.
对呀，就是这根线，好讨厌。
Indeed, they all agreed with consent that it is this cord that's tying us up.
让我没办法如我所愿发挥所长。
And because of this cord I cannot totally exhibit my abilities.
这个时候一阵强风吹过来。
And a strong wind blew by.
吹着大家摇头晃脑晕头转向。
And all the kites began to waving left and right.
同时听到啪一声。
And they heard a large sound.
接着 听到那个又大又漂亮的风筝高喊着说我自由了我自由了
And then they heard a shout from this big kite that yes I am free
我要飞到天边我要飞到星际我要飞到神那里去了
And the cord of the big kite snapped and he said that now I shall fly to the stars and I shall flyTo the height of God.
我要给神点颜色瞧瞧啊
And it is time for me to even show God how high I can fly.
但是说的风筝看到这个大风筝并没有往上飞啊
But what the other kites witnessed was that instead of flying up,
只见它翻了几个跟斗却往下掉了
And this large kite took a few turns and began to dive toward the earth.
是到落到地上粉身碎骨
and the kite kept dropping at a rapid speed eventually it crushed itself to the ground and became nothing
大家在惊慌之余开始感谢说还好我身上还有这根线、啊、
all the other kites began to say well fortunately I still have this cord
原来这根线并不是累赘不是多余
for this cord is not a straining order
这根线是让我们能够飞得更稳能够安定的保命绳、啊
this cord is serve as the stability as well as providing a guidance for us to fly
夕阳西下了
so when sun sets
所有的风筝一个一个的回到它主人的身上
and all the kites return to their respective little masters
这些风筝这个时候更明白一件事情
and all these kites realize one thing
原来这一条线不但是保命绳还是啊回到那个制造它的主人手中唯一的途径
not only this cord could preserve their existence but it is onlythrough this cord that they may return to their master.
这个风筝的故事给我们什么启示、啊、
And what can we learn from the story of the kites?
我们每个人都好像一个风筝一样。
For we are all like kites.
有的人飞得高，有的人飞得低。
Some fly high, some not as high.
如同我们每个人的成就各有不同。
Just like we all have different careers and different accomplishments.
啊，有的很漂亮，有的很朴素。
Some may be very, very well adorned. Some may be very simple looking.
也如同我们每个人不同的出生背景一样。
Just like everyone has different backgrounds, educational or culture-wise.
但是共同的，我们身上都有一根绳子。
But we all have a common thread or the common cord.
那是神在创世之前就已经安置在人心里头拜神的意念。跟永生的追求
And this common cord is the sense of worshiping God since creation
借着拜神的意愿跟永生的追求让我们能够认识这一位创造我们的主
Through the sense of worshiping God and the desire to seek for eternal life we are all capable of searching after the true God
借着信仰让我们在人生的旅途上我们能够稳定的飞翔
And through our faith we may fly with stability in the life up in the sky
在黄昏夕阳西下生命穷尽的时候借着信仰让我们回到造物主的手中
And when sun is about to set or when we're about to breathe our last we may rely on this cord to return to our master who is our savior and father in heaven
何等的美
How wonderful it would be.
但曾几何时我们也像那个大风筝一样夸口。
But some time ago, perhaps, we have said, we have made a statement such as the big kite.
我们高喊着人定胜天双手万能明啊要拼才会赢啊。
We have said, if there's a will, there's a way, and if there's no, there's no pain, there's no gain.
我们不愿意有信仰的包袱。
And sometimes we think that having faith in God it's burden our progress.
甚至我们否定造物主的存在。
Many people actually deny the existence of the Creator.
想要因此换得更高更远的空间。
And the purpose of denying their Creator in order to seek so-called more personal space.
但是我们不知道 如果没有神，如果没有信仰，我们的结局就像那个大风筝一样，直摔落到地狱里头，受永远的刑罚。
Little did they know that without God, without this cord that's holding the kite, we'll be just like this gigantic, beautiful kite. Once we're cut loose, we'll be crushed on earth.
我们昨天借由家庭的角度来谈酒用尽的人生。
And last evening, we have looked at it from the family perspective of how about a life as running out of wine.
魔鬼借着引诱始祖犯了罪，让罪进了世界。
And through our Satan, through our forefather Adam and Eve, let sin enter this world.
罪以三种形态呈现在我们生活中。
And sin can be exemplified in three forms in our lives.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、精神的骄傲。
That is a lust of the flesh, a lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
它让人追求肉体享乐、追求欲望的无穷尽。
It slaves us so that we will constantly seek to satisfy all our physical desires and our personal pride.
也让人高傲狂妄自大。
It also makes a person arrogant and proud.
相对于罪的进入世界，神的救恩也亲自主耶稣也亲自道成肉身来扮演救恩的角色。
And contrary to sin enter the world, Lord Jesus also bring his salvation to the world to save people.
以着平安、永生以及天国来对应着魔鬼三样的诱惑。
And Lord Jesus uses peace, eternal life, and heavenly kingdom to counter the three weapons of Satan.
肉体的情欲带给我们是酒用尽的人生。
And lust of the flesh will bring us a life as running out of wine.
因为让我们误认为这个世界何等美好，永远没有穷尽终止的时候。
And it would probably bring this misconception of life that everything is good you just keep doing and enjoy your life while you can.
让我们陷入到酒用尽的苦楚啊。
And at the end of this enjoyment, it's running out of wine and you start drinking your own bitterness.
主耶稣用他不同于世人的平安来帮助我们。
And Lord Jesus uses the peace that no one else can give us to comfort us.
让我们得享肉体跟心灵的平安。
So that we may enjoy peace physically and spiritually.
那今天我们同样，我们要以着我们工作跟事业的角度，我们来谈一谈摇橹圣苦的人生。
And today we're going to look at our life from our career and working perspective as a subject of a life of straining at the oar.
眼目情欲的高涨，让人错看了人生的目标。
And because of our own arrogance and our pride, sometimes we will lay a different or incorrect goals for our life.
带给人无穷的苦楚。
And because of these goals, sometimes we bring upon our own bitterness.
我们来看马可福音。
Let us refer to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6,
45节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 45.
马可福音六章四十五节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 45.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去。等他叫众人散开，四十六节
，verse 46，
他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告，四十七节
，verse 47。
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，四十八节
，verse 48。
门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去，四十九节
，verse 49。
但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来。五十节
，verse 50，
因为他们都看见了他， 且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。51节
Verse 51.
于是到了他们那里，上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。这段经节记载，当耶稣变饼喂饱了5000人之后。
This passage records that after Jesus fed the 5,000.
主耶稣催门徒上船，先到伯赛大去。
And Lord Jesus made his disciple get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida.
他自己往山上去祷告。
And he himself went up out on the mountainside to pray.
门徒在海上，耶稣在岸上。
And so the disciples were on the lake, and Lord Jesus was on the mountain.
离开主的门徒啊。
And these disciples who had departed or that there this has been separated from Jesus.
他们要独自面对这摇橹的人生。
And they must facing a life straining at the oars.
面对着独自摇橹的茫然跟孤单。
And they must face the loneliness and the laborsome of straining at the oars.
在我们人生里头，有很多时候我们好像独自在面对什么事情一样。
In our daily lives, sometimes we will have this feeling that it is I'm the only one who's alone, facing all the difficulties.
我们自己为自己来做前程的规划。
And we sometimes would like to make a detailed analysis.
做事业的安排经营。
A lot of people make very good preparations and plannings for their careers.
在这个多元化的社会里头
and in this multi-phase society,
没有人愿意在人生的起跑点上就输给别人。
And everyone wanted to be ahead of others.
和我们纷纷听从广告的建议。
And sometimes we'll listen to special tips from the commercials or advertisement.
若是选对牛奶粉，傣族也会出好笋；若是选对好基金，拍低啊也会变黄金。我们在起跑点上不断的筹划着。
And there's all kinds of different commercials on TV that preaches of using certain products would improve human lives. For instance, if you take certain kind of milk, perhaps will help your baby become smarter than before.
那这能保证我们一定能达到目标。
But by purchasing these products or live a certain lifestyle is a guarantee to accomplish your goals.
圣经里头记载的一个财主。
And here in the Bible, it records a rich man.
耶稣称他是无知的财主。
And Jesus called him an ignorant, a fool, a rich man.
到底他的无知在哪里？
So how foolish and ignorant is this rich man?
世人的角度跟神的角度有如此的落差，原因在哪里？
And why is it that there is such a great contrast between the description of men and the description of God?
我们来看路加福音的12章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章的十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
十五节，于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”16节。
Verse 16.
就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，田产丰盛。”17节。
17.
自己心里思想说：“我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？”18节。
18.
又说：“我要这么办。”要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。19节。
19.
然后要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多的财物啊积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”20节。
Verse 20.
神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。”你所预备的要归谁呢？21节。
Verse 21.
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。这里主耶稣勉励当时的门徒。
Here Lord Jesus encouraged the members.
要当时跟随他的众人要谨慎，免去一切的贪心。
Now he encouraged the disciples to watch and be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
眼目情欲的诱惑造成人类的错看。
And the desire and the temptations from our eyes and from our physical lusts sometimes will bring upon misjudgments.
错看造成抉择的错误以及追求方向的错误。
Which means we make the wrong decision in what to pursue and went on the wrong way.
让我们拥有错误的价值观。
And many people have incorrect concept of value.
主耶稣在这里讲了一个比喻。
Here Lord Jesus gave a parable.
说有一个财主他田产丰盛。
He said there was a rich man who has a lot of possessions.
自己心里思想储藏没有地方收藏，所以他决定要把仓房拆掉，盖更大的，来收藏他一切粮食和食物。
Now, verse 17, he himself, what should I do? I have no place to store my crops. 18, then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grains and my goods.
这个财主对于他事业的经营很用心。
So it seems that this rich man pay a lot of attention to how to manage his properties.
相信他的财产，他的这个丰盛是他平常苦心经营的结果。
And consequently, one may think that all these possessions because of its careful management.
他不偷不抢。
And he did not steal, nor he robbed anyone.
而且他对他的这个财产的经营有计划有步骤。
And he planned ahead to manage his property and goods.
他不是那个异想天开做白日梦的家伙。
He did not just sit on the couch and dream of gold pouring down from heaven.
在人的眼光来看，他是个成功的企业家。
So from our secular perspective, he is a fine entrepreneur.
他又对他灵魂说，你已经有那么多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
He even said to himself in verse 17, verse 19, and I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
他关心他的灵魂
And he even cared for about his emotional well-being.
他在乎他的心灵层面。
And he wants to make sure his soul is able to relax and take life easy.
至少他不是无神论、没有信仰的人。
We can see that at least he was not an atheist kind of guy.
在人的眼光来看。
And so from regular, ordinary people's perspective,
他是何等的完美。
Maybe they thought this person is indeed fine, a good person.
成功的企业家又有信仰，又照顾心灵的层面。
A very successful businessman, he also takes care of his emotional life as well as his physical well-being.
这难道不是人世间成功的人的写照吗？
Isn't this an example of someone who is very successful in his life?
但是为什么主耶稣在这里说无知的人？
But why is it that the Lord Jesus said that he is a rich fool?
这个在人来看是成功的企业家，关心自己的灵魂，关心自己心灵的层次，他的错在哪里？
And how wrong is it for a person like this to care for his physical and emotional well-being?
什么原因让他看错了？
And what did he do wrong?
我们从主耶稣讲这个比喻的原因就可以看出。
And now we can sense a thing or two from the reason why Jesus gave this parable.
贪心，无穷的欲望。
Greed and never-ending desires.
让他错看了人生的结局。
And that's why he set an incorrect priority of life.
以为是能够掌握在自己的手中。
He thought he could control his fate.
却不知道什么时候要遇到风不顺，什么时候有人生的狂风大作。
And little did he know that you will be encountering tempests of life striking all of a sudden.
更不知道自己却什么都带不走。
And when the storm arises, there is nothing he could take to protect himself.
人生就是如此。
And such is our life.
在这里主耶稣做个结论。
Here Lord Jesus made a conclusion.
为自己积财在神面前不富足的也是这样。
Verse 21, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
财主穷极一生的努力却是在神面前不富足啊。
And this rich fool's lifetime of toil and labor, in the sight of God, he has nothing.
他看错了。
And for he had valued the incorrect objects.
他看错了人生的目标。
And he has set a different goal or incorrect goal for his life.
他做错了投资了。
And he had put his investments in the wrong fund.
他以为今生物质的丰盛可以换取永生的安乐。
And he thought that by labor and toil, currently he could, in exchange, for a wonderful and merry life.
这个财主的错看也是我们经常发生的在发生在我们身上。
And the mistake made by this rich fool often reoccur to ourselves.
到底什么原因让我们看错了？
What makes us make an incorrect decision?
我们如果看回马可福音这个耶稣的门徒在船上摇橹甚苦啊。
And if we look back to the Gospel of Mark, where the disciples were straining at the oars,
那里说夜里月有四更天。
It's about the fourth hour.
也说到因为风不顺，摇橹甚苦。
And because of the strong wind, the disciples were straining at the oars.
这是原因让门徒错看。
And because of that, the disciples failed to recognize the Lord.
将耶稣基督，将他们的主认为是鬼怪啊。
And they saw someone walking on the lake, and they thought that Jesus was a ghost.
很多时候，我们本身的经验、主观成见，加上环境、心境的影响，很容易让我们看错事情，看错人。
And sometimes because of our own subjective opinion as well as the events happening around us, it would make us to make the wrong decision.
让我们押错宝，让我们认魔作父，认鬼作主啊。
And sometimes we would bet our tokens on the wrong bet and on the wrong table and worship a different master.
反而把那要来帮助我们的主当成鬼怪，当成异形啊。
And maybe we did not recognize that it is the Lord, but rather treats the salvation of God something that we should not accept.
门徒摇橹甚苦。
And the disciples were straining at the oars.
肉体的劳累加上心灵的惊慌啊。
And because they were very tiresome physically,And it was also late at night where they were very scared.
也是我们每次遇到困难、遇到病痛，极好的写照。
And this also could explain the state of our mind when we're in the state when we're in difficulties.
当这个约瑟迎接他的父亲雅各到埃及去啊。
And when Joseph asked his father to dwell in Egypt.
埃及法老王接见这个雅各
，and Pharaoh actually met with Jacob，
问他说你几岁了
？And the Pharaoh asked Jacob, "How old are you?"
向他问安的时候，雅各怎么回答他
？What was the reply of Jacob？
来看创世纪的四十七章。
Let us refer to Genesis chapter 47.
四十七章第八节
Genesis chapter 47 verse 8
八节，法老问雅各说：“你平生的年日是多少呢？”九节
，Verse nine，
雅各对法老说：“我寄居在世的年日是130岁，啊，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的年日。”雅各他的回答让我们知道，他认为他生平的日子是又短又苦。
And verse 9, and Jacob said to Pharaoh, the years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers.
130岁啊,
130 years old.
何等让人羡慕的高寿啊,
and such longevity.
在雅各的口中却成了又短又苦。
And, but Jacob actually said, my years have been few and difficult.
你们再看摩西他怎么说。
And just look at how did Moses replied.
诗篇九十篇第十节
Scroll of Psalm chapter 90, verse 10.
九十十节
Psalm 90, verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。我们便如飞而去。
Verse 10, the length of our days is 70 years or 80, if we have the strength, and yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
在这里，摩西对人生的看法是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And here, Moses said that our days is filled with trouble and sorrow, and they quickly pass.
七八十岁的年龄也不算短啊。
And 70 or 80 years, that's actually quite a long time.
什么原因让这两位对人生如此的绝望？
Why is it that these two fellows, they have such a disappointing view of life?
对人生的错看。
And it had to do with the misconception of life.
眼目的情欲让人产生了无穷追逐的欲望
and because the desire of our eyes will make us to seek after things that we do not have
欲望无穷但是人的能力精力年龄有限
and our desires is just like a bottomless pit and yet our strength our time and our ability limit us to only so much
以人的有限要去弥补那无穷的欲望，难怪会是劳苦愁烦。
And with our limitation to pursue a limitless desire, of course, one will find it difficult and sorrowful.
如同那个无知的财主一样
，much like the rich fool.
今天也许我们不是在钱财上在追逐无穷的欲望。
And perhaps today it is not money that we're seeking for ever growing. Possessions.
我们可能是在我们的名声地位上追逐。
Some people may be striving to have a name to be famous.
可能在我们的事业上在冲刺。
And some people may be striving to accomplish something in his career.
有可能在我们的学历上在追求提升。
People may be looking for a higher degree of education.
这些原本都不是错误。
And all these are correct things initially
也都是人应当要付出的努力啊
and all these deserves our strife and labor
那为什么会让我们成为劳碌甚苦的人生
but why is it that because of these we are living a life of straining at the oars
因为眼目的情欲无穷的欲望
and because of the unlimited desire of want
因为我们没有主的同在
Because we do not have the abidance of God.
如同门徒独自面对着茫茫的大海。
Much like the disciples facing the lake or the sea by themselves.
在台湾有一个陈弟兄，在他刚服完兵役退伍之后，他到一家公司去上班。
In Taiwan, there's a brother Chen, after he was discharged from the military service, he began to work in a company.
当时他薪水1200块台币
and his wages at the time was rather low
工作了几年之后，他被调到另外一个部门去。
And after he worked for a few years, he transferred to another department.
做塑胶生意。
And he began to do sales in plastic products.
由于他的服务好，渐渐累积了自己的客户，也累积了自己创业的资本。
And because he was a very good salesman, he gradually got promoted and he began to accumulate some assets.
他后来向农会来贷款十万块台币创业。
And later on, he asked the bank for a loan and he started his own company.
几年下来，略有所成。
And after a few years of hard working, it seems that he's doing quite well.
人有的钱还要更多。
And after it is human nature that once you have some money, you always wanted more.
不单是金钱的累积，也是成就感的追求。
And not just the accumulation of assets, but also the self-fulfilling accomplishment.
他转战这个股票投资市场。
And then he invests some of his money in the stock market.
两三年下来，累积的50亿台币的资本。
And not long after, he accumulated a large amount of millions of dollars in assets.
升列台湾市的四大天王之一啊。
And he was actually called one of the four most powerful person in the stock market of Taiwan.
但是当泡沫经济衰退，股票市场崩盘的时候。
But after the bubbles of economy burst and the stock market crash,
他在两个礼拜当中散尽了50亿的他的钱财。
And within 2 weeks, he lost all his possessions.
怎么样不见了他也不晓得。
And he's not even sure what happened.
他每天要靠着安眠药才能入睡。
And every day, he needs to sleep. He cannot go to sleep unless he takes sleeping pills.
心灵充满着何等的不甘心。
And there was a lot of regrets and a lot of pains in his heart.
我要东山再起。
He wanted to make a comeback.
我绝对不被打倒。
And I will not be defeated so easily.
但是当他的独生子在美国脑溢血离世的消息传回去之后。
But after he heard the news of his older son suffer a stroke in the United States,
他整个人崩溃。
He collapsed.
他才知道，原来不只是没有信仰的人，就算已经信了耶稣，若没有主耶稣的同在，门徒如何能够面对那个风不顺的海洋呢？
And then he realized, even for someone who believes in Lord Jesus,But without God's abidance, will be impossible for us to face the storm of life.
摇橹圣苦啊。
And indeed, it was straining at the oar.
就在这个时候，主耶稣跟他们说，不要怕，是我。
And it was at that time, Lord Jesus said to them, it is I, fear not.
放心，是我。
And do not be afraid, it is I.
主耶稣的慈身稳定了门徒的惊慌的心灵。
And the words of Jesus remove the fears of disciples.
主耶稣上了船，风就住了。
And when Jesus got on the boat, the storm ceased.
因为他原本就是掌管万物的主。
Because Lord Jesus is the creator of heaven and earth.
如果我们参考约翰福音同样的记载啊。
If we study the Gospel of John for a similar recording,
说船立时到了所要去的地方。
And even said that, then the boat immediately reached its location.
今天唯有主耶稣，唯有主耶稣介入我们的生命当中。
And today, only if Lord Jesus enter our life,
如同让我们得见永恒的灯塔。
It's just as a ship in the midst of vast ocean, seeing the light coming from the tower.
发现生命的目标。
And able to see and identify the goal of our life.
不再错看，不再押错宝了。
And we will not make the same mistake twice and bet our life on the wrong chip.
主耶稣更要带我们回到那永远的天家。
And Lord Jesus will bring us to our heavenly home.
他要为我们开启另外一个眼界，永生。
And Lord Jesus will give us an other view, the view of eternal life.
这是魔鬼不能给的。
And this is something that Satan cannot give you.
魔鬼引诱耶稣的时候，他只能把精神的荣华给他看。
And when Satan was tempting Lord Jesus, he could only show him the glory of this world.
主耶稣真正给我们指出的目标，开的眼界啊。
But here Jesus is giving us a brighter direction to open our eyes.
永生来对应短暂的今生。
That is eternal life to confront our toilsome physical life.
愿主耶稣让我们每个弟兄姐妹，每个亲爱的慕道朋友都能够看得清楚。
May Lord Jesus enable all the visitor friends and brothers and sisters to see more clearly.
不再因着不看呢而过着腰鲁圣苦的人生。
And do not make the same mistake twice and live a life of straining at the oars.
那这里小弟来做个见证。
Here I wanted to give you a testimony.
这是台湾一个陈阿珠姐妹的见证。
And this is a testimony of a sister who happened to live in Taiwan.
这个陈阿珠姐妹她从小脚就有毛病，到处找医生。
And this sister Chen, ever since she was little, she had a problem with her legs, and she's been looking for doctors for cure.
都没有用。
But she couldn't find a cure.
当她31岁，就是在1981年的时候。
And when she was 31 years old, that is the year 1981.
她的脚严重发作。
And her legs problem became more severe.
既然找医生没办法治好，就转去求神问佛啊。
And because she couldn't find a cure from the doctors, she started looking for some kind of magical cure.
经过基同的这个名士说他被选为女基同啊。
And then she even went as far as went to a Buddhist wizard, and where the witchcraft person told her that she has been selected to be a witch.
必须要服侍偶像，病才能够得医治。
And that she must serve the idols so that her legs could be cured.
为了病得医治，不得不认鬼作父啊。
And because she wanted her legs to be cured, she agreed to the terms.
不但没有好，反倒是越来越严重。
But not only that her legs were not cured, her symptoms became more severe.
甚至只能躺在床上。
To the point where most of the time she could only lay on her bed.
脚肿胀到皮开肉绽。
And her legs will be swollen, and her skin and flesh will rip open.
自己受苦也连累了家人。
And her suffering brought her much torture, as well as to her family members.
偶像带来的不但是肉体的苦，更带来心灵上的惊吓。
And worshipping the idols did not help her physically, also brought her much trouble emotionally.
这个说她因为上辈子抛弃了个男人，害男人自杀，所以这个男人要来讨命啊。
And because this witchcraft person and told her that the reason why you're suffering is because in your previous life you have made a man commit suicide, and so now this person is seeking revenge.
家里陷入在这个幽灵鬼魅的恐惧阴影当中。
So her entire household has fall under the spell of evil spirit.
引鬼入宅的结果让自己丧失了心智。
And to the point later on, she even lost her conscience.
每天用最难听、最龌龊的字句来辱骂照顾她的双亲以及家人。
And she became mad or crazy and started to curse everyone around her.
更可怕的是，有好几次她把她五岁的小儿子叫到床边，然后伸手掐住他的脖子。
And there were even times that she would call her five-year-old to come to come near her, and then she would start choking him.
好几次因着家人及时的发现，才免于这个一场悲剧。
And it was her family members stop her a number of times from committing such tragedy.
恶劣的态度加上怪异的脾气，使他的家人放弃他，对他失去了耐心。
And because of her conditions, her family members even gave up hope on her.
每当这个陈姐妹稍微神志清醒的时候，想到自己悲惨的情况，想到自己的家人已经不理她的，希望她早一点死。
And she sometimes would regain a conscience and then realize that all her family members had gave up hope on her and even wish her to die quickly.
有谁知道她独自摇橹的茫然跟孤单啊？
Could someone sense her loneliness and her labor by straining at the oars by herself?
她决定弃桨弃船投入水里，所以死在她的念头更坚定。
And she wanted to commit suicide.
有一天大概晚上七点多，她趁着家里的人不注意，她偷偷地溜下床去。
And one day, it's about 7 p.m., she sneaked out of the house.
忍着痛，用着双手撑在地上，慢慢的从后门滑出去。
And she crawled out of the back door.
滑向附近的大马路。
And she crawled toward the big road.
她要躺在马路中央，让车子来碾。
And she figured she'll lie on the big road and then some car would run her over.
心里想着，今天晚上一定要被车子压死。
And she thought to herself that today I must let a car run me over.
唯有死才会让我不再有痛苦，不再有烦恼。
And only death can relieve pain.
费尽了千辛万苦，躲过家人的注意力，她终于滑到了马路中央。
After much suffering, going through the small roads, she finally made it to the big road, and she lies in the middle of the road.
面对着死亡，心中竟然有无比的快感。
And she was facing death, but she was very happy.
她闭上眼睛，静静的等待，耳朵杂乱的响起远远的地方车子往来的声音。
And she closed her eyes and listening to the cars driving back and forth.
不久她听到一辆大卡车紧急刹车冲向路边的声音。
And then she heard a semi hit the brake really hard and stirred to the other side of the road.
卡车上下来两个人朝她走了过来，边走边骂，以为她是一个喝醉酒躺在路上的人。
And so the trucker got out and began to curse at her and thought that she was drunk and she got drunk and lied on the road.
发现她是一个重病的人，赶快通知警察救护车。
But they discovered that she was seriously ill, so they called an ambulance.
这个陈阿珠啊，因为她自杀不成，她很不甘心呐。所以警察问他什么，他都不回答。
And the sister Chen, because she did not kill herself successfully, she was very angry. So when police asked her questions, she did not answer.
折腾了好一阵子，他才勉强说出家里的住址。
And after a long while, she finally gave the policeman her address.
隔天，他的新闻就上了联合报。
And her story actually got on to the local newspaper.
何等可怜的一个人。
How pitiful is this person.
自杀事件过了不久之后，
神的手向他伸出来。
After this incident, the hands of God reached to her.
有一位跟他妈妈已经好久没有联络的好朋友阿美姨呀，她正好从她家的门前经过。
And one of her family friends, a good friend of her mother, dropped by her house.
刚好撞到她的妈妈。
And just so happened she met her mother.
两个人相认交谈之后，阿美姨才知道原来报纸上刊的那个可怜的人是自己好朋友的女儿。
And after a brief conversation, she discovered that the person on the newspaper is the daughter of her good friend.
赶快把耶稣基督的福音介绍给她。
And so she quickly introduced the gospel of Jesus to her family.
就这样，这个陈阿珠开始到教会来慕道。
Since then, Ms. Chen began to come to church.
借着大家的祷告，借着大家的勉励她渐渐燃起了生命的这个生命的勇气。
And through the constant prayer of God and sisters, she gradually regained the strength to live.
她不再错看。
And no longer she failed to identify.
她不再认为人生就只有短暂的今世而已主耶稣永生的盼望带来给他无比的希望。他专心祷告靠神，度过了一段考验的这个阻挡的时间。他的病，他脚的这个病也随着他到教会慕道的时间渐渐好转。
And her legs, also, the condition of her legs also improved as she constantly comes to church to pray and attend services.
1984年，他受洗归入教会。
1984, she was baptized into the church.
神让他有了体力。可以坐在轮椅上。
And God gave her the strength to actually sit on the wheelchair.
神让她有勇气由她的儿子推着她到外面去卖口香糖来维持家计。
And God gave her the strength that she could actually sell bubble gums on the street to make some change.
民国这个1985年呢。
And in 1985,
神借着他念小学三年级的儿子的勉励，神借着他念小学三年级的儿子来勉励他。
God through her son who third grade at the time.
他说：“妈妈，你奉主耶稣的圣名起来走路嘛。
”And her son told her that, "Mom, why don't you get up and walk?"
我帮你祷告，
I will pray for you.
我会扶着你，你不要怕。
And I will hold your hands, so do not be afraid.
陈阿珠刚开始很是犹豫，这么多年来，她从来没有下床过。
And this sister Chen was very hesitant because for so many years she never got out of bed or even walked.
但是她的儿子一直的催促。
And for her son constantly encouraged her.
她鼓起了勇气。他心中向神祷告。
And then she prayed to God in her heart.
果然他站了起来。
And she stood up.
他儿子马上喊着说：“妈妈，你走，你走，把脚踏出去。
”And then her son encouraged her to step forward.
他儿子扶着他，口里不住地喊着：“主耶稣，帮助我妈妈能走！主耶稣，帮助我妈妈能走！”
And her son constantly.
眼泪在他们母子的脸上流了下来。
And, they both cried, fears.
神慈爱的大能让他踏出好几年来的第一步啊。
And it is the mighty hand of God, that enabled her to walk for the first time, in many years.
在他开始可以走路的时候，
And when she began to walk,
警察局送来了一部全新的轮椅啊。
The police station actually sent her a brand new wheelchair.
她已经不需要。
I don't need this wheelchair.
神的帮助比人的帮助更加彻底。
For the hands of God is much more mightier than the hands of men.
亲戚朋友听到她可以走路了，好高兴。
So when all her friends and relatives heard that she could walk, they were overjoyed.
执意的送她一部四轮的摩托车。
And they wanted to give her a four-wheel moped.
她不再需要靠着她的儿子推着轮椅。
And she no longer needs to ride the wheelchair.
反过来，她可以载她的儿子去教会。
And she actually gave rides to her son to church.
她更能借着这一部摩托车做点小生意啊。
Also rely on this four-wheel moped to conduct some small business.
蒙神医治后的这个陈姐妹，她的脚弯曲，仍然仍旧。
And her legs were still twisted.
但是其他方面跟正常人一样。
And her other functionality is like that.
每当他骑着他那辆摩托车经过当日他躺着要让卡车压死的那个地方啊。
And whenever she was on this motorcycle, riding through the road that she previously thought would be her deathbed.
他的心中就想起那一对那个卡车司机啊下来对警察说的话。要是我当时吐一口槟榔汁或弹个烟灰啊，早就压过去了。
And the trucker said to the policeman that if I had looked elsewhere for a split second, I would have run her over.
神及时的登上他摇橹圣苦的船上。
Indeed, Lord God got on the boat while she was straining at the oars.
神让他看见那永远的盼望。
God gave her the hope of eternal life.
神带她将要回到那永恒的港湾。
And God is also to deliver her into the eternal haven.
亲爱的慕道朋友
，Our beloved, our dear, true seeker friends.
我们是不是正在摇苦圣乳的摇乳圣苦的境遇当中
？Are we in the state of straining at the oars?
我们是不是因为错看永生的盼望而做错了抉择？
And have we made an incorrect decision because previously we did not set the right goal of life?
求神来帮助我们。
Let us ask God to help us.
让主耶稣登上我们的人生的船。
Let Lord Jesus got on our boat.
来掌握我们人生的方向。
And Lord Jesus should lead our direction of life.
让我们得见永恒的灯塔。回归永恒的港湾。
So that we may see the eternal light, eternal light from the tower, and enter the eternal rest.